All right, good afternoon. We made it. Congratulations. You ready to sweat? Let's practice. Downward dog. Just feel this warm welcome from the floor. Get in touch with the floor. Bring your whole awareness to your hands and your feet. And mindfully set up the foundation. The foundations, the body parts that are touching the floor. And your aim is to create a stable but flexible space, a space you can shift and move around a bit. But you have a good sense of the earth. Fan your fingers across your mat. Spread your toes across your mat. A lot of you guys, you can afford adding 3 or 4 inches between your hands and your feet. Now bend your knees, work the core. Press your hands on the floor, lift your hips up to the sky. And relax your neck, set your gaze, and let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in, pull the air in. Empty out, give it a little push out. Breathe in. Empty it out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, move your upper leg to the left. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Now look up to your hands, and from your core, step to the front of your mat. Flat back. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head. Lift your toes up. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Make awakening the bottoms of your feet a meditation. Feel the fabric, the rubber, whatever you have underneath your feet. Get in touch with the skin. Bring your hands to the floor. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Look up. Gaze forward. Bring your hands to your heart center. One om. Reach your arms above you. Breathe in. Bend your knees, bow forward. Relax your neck. Inhale, flat back. High plank. Shift forward a few inches, come halfway down. Upward dog. Downward dog. Tighten up the throat a little bit, just so when you pull the air in, there's some sound. Sounds like air moving through a tunnel, wind moving through a tunnel. Breathe in. Empty out. Push the air out. Give it a little push. Look forward. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Sweep up. Exhale, bow down. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold forward. Sweep up. Bow down. Flat back. High to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Do a check-in with the face, relax the muscles in the face. And with your drishti, with your gaze practice, the eyes aren't hardening. They're becoming more tender. This is what happens really at the level of the nervous system, the eyes, the heart, when we embrace something wholeheartedly, really stand for something and put our whole life energy towards something. And right now, that something is this body that's on your mat. Now breathe out, empty the body of air, get the lungs to zero, no air. Look forward, walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back, bow forward. Thunderbolt, break through now, lift your toes up, take your shin bones back and your pelvis down, lift your heart up and get good exposure for the heart. Take the upper arm bones back, shift your vision up, breathe in, bow forward. Finish it, relax your neck, flat back. Low plank, a pause in low plank. Aim to empty your lungs in a low plank. Up dog, down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat, stand up. Set your gaze to one point so you can access the floor. And roll your feet, meditate on your feet. You can shift them right to left, front to back. Build on a rock. Lift your toes up, spread your toes apart. Now fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision up a few inches. Let's breathe together. Inhale, exhale. Breathe in, breathe out. Fill your lungs. Drop your hips 2 inches closer to your mat. Now straighten your arms, breathe in, shift your vision up. Low plank, up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. Building your house on a rock. It's the feeling of being stable. So give your feet an opportunity to inform you. Lift your toes up. Now pull your belly into your spine. And from your core, press your feet in the floor. And now rebound up. Firm up your back thigh muscles. You want this energy flowing upward. Pull your belly to your spine. Tighten up your tricep muscles. Now fan your fingers. Shift your vision up. Drop your hips 2 inches close to the floor. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. It literally, it's a miracle that we're all here together and we have this great system, this heat and health. One of the greatest paths of practice and gratitude, working with what we got. And we got a lot. If you're here, you have everything you need. Let's keep things moving, okay? Take a huge breath in. Empty out. Look forward. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Sit low. Play your edge. Bow forward. Come halfway up. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Root down, inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Root, rise. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. It's probably something you ate, you know? Maybe it's what you didn't eat, but the body's just informing you right now. Breathe in. Breathe out. This is how you become best friends with your body. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Flat back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Listen for the air flowing inward. Go up and back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Can you feel that amazing shift already? Couple sun salutation bees. Breathe in. Breathe out. Building some good fire. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Inhale, flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Pull the air in, go up. Exhale, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Let's not get stuck. Keep moving. Go up. Go down. Up dog. Down dog. All right, we want a little more pressure, a little more heat. We'll run it one more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Push your mat away from you. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Come halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. You just keep moving. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Pause for a moment and up dog. Pause. Meditate on your hands. Every finger mound. Press through the rubber of your mat. Lift your collarbones up. Down dog. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. Relax here. Side plank. Keep building steam. Bring the air in. Press down, go up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Arrange your feet, build your house on a rock. You got about 10 inches of space between the feet, right to left. Front to back, a good measure is a 90 degree angle of the front knee. You can straighten your arms. Maybe add a block, or you can spice it up and add a bind. Five, take your back heel towards the front of the studio. Four. Three. Lift this up, Tony. Two. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. Set your gaze to one point. Five. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Four, seal your lips so when you breathe an ujjayi breath, the steam builds. Three, gaze steady. The clearing's right there. It's in simplicity. The gaze steady. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog. One moment. Pause for a moment. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Make the higher call. Do you flip your dog? Do you go into wheel? What is it? Open that. Side plank. You can bring your bottom knee to the floor. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. Five. Four. Spread your 10 toes. Three. Two. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. Put the front foot on 12 o'clock. And your back toes, point your back toes between 3 and 2 o'clock. Five. Four. Work it. Work this in there. Three. Yeah, work it. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Empty it out. Jump to your hands. Halfway up. Not yet, Abby. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. It's probably the greatest opportunity to practice tapas in the class. Get in there, Daniel. Get into the pose and relax in the pose. Gaze at your feet. You need a study point, a visual study point. The feet are a good beginning. If you'd like to gaze up to the ceiling, yes, but don't strain your neck. Spend some time with the feet and lift your toes up. Spin your inner ankles back. Work it, work it. You'll discover that. You'll feel the bottoms of your feet come to life. Press your outer ankles to the floor. Spin your inner ankles back. Move your shin bones back and your pelvis down. Take your collarbones forward and up off your thigh bones. 10 counts. If you do stay in the prayer, be mindful that your thumbs don't cross. Pull your thumb knuckles into your sternum. 5. Press your upper palm into your lower palm. Elevate up your thigh bones. 4. If you've got your lower hand on the block, push down into the block or the floor. Lift up to the sky. 3. Steady and calm. 2. Ragdoll. Fingers to toes. Asana. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Bow forward. Break a sweat by pulling the crown of your head towards the floor. Straighten your legs, lean in. Pin your fingers down on the mat with the strength of your big toes and try to pull your big toes up. Let go of your toes, crawl. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Jump to your hands, flat back, forward bend. Thunderbolt, prayer twist to the left. Look at the physical foundation. Look at the tops of your feet. It's a good pathway to the bottoms of the feet. Bring into view with your yogic eye, your metaphysical foundation. The energy and the magnetism that brought you to yoga. The cause of why you practice, your why, your yes. Somehow, some way, you want to get in touch with that because this is what tapas practice is. You're living your life at the level of a cause, not at the effect of the condition. Drop your pelvis lower than the heart because you're practicing tapas. Stay in the pose when you want to come out because you're practicing tapas. 10 counts. You know it's working when you want to come out. There's wanting to come out because it's not comfortable, and then there's wanting to come out because maybe you're tapping into an old injury and you don't want to hurt yourself. You just tell the truth, be honest. 4, stay the course. 3, take the excess tension out of the jaw. 2, ragdoll. Gorilla. It's probably what you ate. Lengthen your spine, breathe in. And little by little, lean forward. That's all it takes. A couple bites, a couple sips, and the body glues right up. Gums right up, tightens right up. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. 5. All it takes is a couple conscious cycles of breath. 4, 3, the path to truing up. 2, low plank, up dog, down dog. Walk to the front of your mat, flat back, forward bend, root down and stand up, lift your arms high. Eagle, bend your knees, wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. 5, 4, keep your gaze steady. 3, 2, sweep up, eagle. 5, your brain, with your gaze steady, is unscrambling the signals from the digits and the limbs to the center, from the center to the digits. Now breathe out, pull into center. Sweep up, eagle. 5, 4, fan your fingers apart. Keep your shoulders stacked above the hips. 3, lean back more, even more, even more. 2, feel that here. Sweet Bob.
Awesome.
Ego. What an amazing practice of strengthening and conditioning the knees. You'll feel it when you take the shoulders over the pelvis. A lot of you guys got to lean back a little bit. Now squat down. Feel your legs. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up. Make it square. Stay with your upper hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip, or extend your upper leg in front of you. Take a toe lock. I'll get it, G. Get to your mat. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. One, two, three, four. Bring your upper leg to center and twist. Here you go, brother. Gaze forward, lift your arms above you, breathe in. Airplane. Tight. Half moon. Half bow. Watch this. Claw. Can you get down there? Mm-hmm. You can gather with claw. Five. Tight. Lean into this a little bit. Good. Four. Pull your belly button to your spine. Three. Two. Ragdoll. Get that tight. All right. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Okay. Standing leg raise. Balance on your right leg. Take your upper leg to the left. Gaze to the right. Pull your upper limbs into the midline. Bring your upper leg forward and twist. Gaze forward, lift your arms above you, breathe in. Airplane. Staying with that fire, that burning in the ankles, the legs, wherever it is. Half moon. You're just reflecting it. Get connected to the center. The bottom foot's on 12 o'clock. Half bow, maybe. Come up on your fingertips, Tony. Looking good, bro. Looking good. Stay with it. Five. Good. Tight here now. Ooh. Four. Whoa. Three. Tighter. Pull in. Look up. Shine out. Two. Ragdoll. Tony. Yes. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Let's clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing bow. Lift your left arm up. Bend your right knee. Get a good hold of the foot, maybe the shin or the ankle, the right foot. Hey, aim. Five. Seal the lips. Seal your lips. Four. Little by little, begin to progressively straighten your legs. Three. Two, bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Mamba, now aim. This is a devotion practice. Training our heart. Five. Now clear that space around the heart. Take the sides of the neck back. Four, use your in-breath. Aim right for the center of the chest. Three, move your upper leg back. Two, and bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. 10. Be in a process. Is it true when you shift your vision up, the energy flows upward easier? Five. Four. Good, Lauren. Tighten up your thigh muscles. Three. Spread out your toes. Relax your brow. Go up, two, bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Seal them. Energy is. 10. A checkup from the neck up. The signals that we Relay to the brain through the face. Relax the face. Keep the brain calm. Out of doing. Get out of the doing. Five. At ease. Four. Keep the effort though. Effort. Pull your thigh muscles in. Three. At ease. Now go forward and up. Two. Bring your upper foot to the floor. That was good. Three. Balance in your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. Gaze to one point. Feel your palms press into one another. The finger pads touch. Lift your arms above you. Soften up the whole front body. Pull the lower ribs to the midline. Expand through the back body. That's it. Expand the back around that region around the heart. Fill up your lungs. Empty them out. Bring your hands to your heart center. Upper foot to the floor. Tree. Yes. We're going to get here. Here. Lift your arms above you. Good, Tony. Fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision up. Breathe in. Gaze forward. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the floor. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Create triangle. Create a space where your efforts here, but a bigger energy starts flowing through you because of the effort. Five. Four. Lift your toes up. Three. That helps bring this energy in. You got to lift the toes up. Now firm your thigh muscles up. Breathe out. Stand up. Face left. Take your arms high. Lower your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. So bring the effort, be courageous, separate the feet as wide as they go, but where you're not losing stability, you're right at the edge, creating space for something new to flow through. Tighten up your thigh muscles, relax your neck, open your eyes, breathe in, tight, empty out, tight, pull them in, tight, tight, tight. Stand up, face front, pyramid, fold over your front leg. Okay. Go ahead, stand. Twisting triangle. Good to have blocks underneath the left hand, especially if you're newer, less than 5 years in twisting triangle. Maybe to the inside of the front foot. Now be patient. You can keep your right hand to your hip or take your right arm to the sky. Five. Four, three, two, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward, warrior two, straighten your legs, triangle. Now go right to your feet, look at your feet. Set them up. Put the front foot on 12 o'clock. Your back toes between 3 and 2 o'clock. Get in it. Get in the pose. Get in it. Five. Go longer. Longer. Way longer. Four. Move forward. Four. Three. Ah. Tighten up your thigh muscles. Now make your hands sunshine. Two. Stand up. You breathing over here? Lift your arms above you. Lower your left arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. The inquiry is, can you push yourself to the edge and then soften there? Does that make sense? You play the edge, you get to the point where usually you would stiffen up and start breathing, but because you're up to something bigger, then maintaining status quo between your ears, you're breathing deeper. That's not the right word. That's not the right word. Press down and stand up, face front. Fold over your front leg. or life as we know it, or who we think we are. This is where you break free out of that. This is where the meditation is. It's right at the edge where you break bonds with what's going on in between your ears. Twisting triangle. It's because you play the edge and then you relax there. You soften. If you can't breathe there, you've gone too far. Dilute it a little bit. Five. Four. Up here. Ah, isn't that better? Three. Oh, two. Chaturanga. Wasn't that delightful? Three. Up dog. Down dog. Good, Anthony. Keep those shoulders back. High plank. Lower your mat. Four, three, two, one. Smoking some demons out of our body, huh? It's true. Well, call them what you want. Flip your head to the other side. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Pull your limbs into the midline of the body. Maybe use a yoga strap, but get your shoulders to your back. Breathe out. On your in-breath, come on up. Pull these in. Tighten these up. Good. 25. Less here. Good. Four. Lift your arm bones away from your back. Three. Tight, tight. Lift your thigh bones off your mat. Two. Come down. Bow. You can do one leg at a time. Pull your thigh bones to the center line. On your in-breath, move your shin bones back. You can feel it when you hang out at your edge. Or if you brought more effort, it'd be too much. But if you didn't bring this much effort, you wouldn't break through anything. Five. That's tapas. Four, when you want to come out, but you relax. Three. You breathe into it. Two, exit with ease. Bow. We got it. Pull your thigh bones to center and move your shin bones back. Five. Four. Feel your quadriceps fire. Three, good air and space in the upper body. Two, come back to the mat. Up dog, get it now. Down dog. Camel. Five. Four, press your feet and your knees down into your mat. Take your hips forward. Three, two, down dog. Camel. Five. Four. Three. Pull your navel up and into the spine. Two. Down dog. Good, Alice. Bridge. Press your feet down. Lift your hips up. Five. Clasp your hands, walk your shoulder blades to the center line of your body. Four. Three. Can you feel your shoulder blades working together and pushing your spine to your chest? How about press the back of your head into your mat just a little? All right, come down. Wheel. Okay, gather your resources here. Ready? Create your foundation. Build your house on a rock. Set. Press down, come on up. Practice from cause, not the effect of fatigue. Five, four, three, two. All right. Breathe in. Breathe out. wheel. Five. Four. Go for straight arms. Three. Two. Okay, good. Breathe in. Empty it out. Wheel. Press the floor and come on up. Five. Push into my hands, David. Four. More. More. It's all legs. It's all legs. Three. Stay with that. Two. All right. Good job. Breathe in. Empty it out. How many more? Two? Okay. Ready? Set. Press the floor. Come up. If it's okay with the knees, point the toes into the midline of the body a little bit. Five, four, three, heels down. Two, you could stay up. All right. Breathe in. Empty it out. All right, let's complete our igniting sequence with everything we got, okay? Everything. Don't leave a part of you behind. Here we go. Ready, set, go. Ten. Calm as can be. Five. Four. Stay with it. Three. This is tapas right here. Lift it, lift it. Two. All right, come out. Good work. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. I'm just going to put them so I don't crush them. You okay? You okay? Breathe in. Empty it out. Breathe in. Empty. Pull your knees into your chest and give yourself a back massage. You okay with this? Bring your hands over your head. Can you get some good pressure around the kidneys and around the paraspinal muscles? How about the region behind the heart, the lungs? You okay? You're like, shit, fuck. Dead bug. Core time. Ready? Not cause time, core time. Straighten your legs. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Breathe in. Exhale, come up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Go at your own pace. Create a perfect pace that's going to enroll you into your power. Your measure for power is the sound of your breath. It could be the volume of your breath. Tighten up your thigh muscles and point your feet. We'll do another 10 counts. Can you get your shoulder blades off your mat? Maybe another half inch off the mat, higher off the mat. Five, four, three, two, one. Sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30% towards the mat. Lower your legs 60%. Lift your head and shoulder blades off the floor. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. Five, four, tight here. Three, two, one. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Bicycle. There's a palpable, obvious feeling when you're in the work and you're doing the work and you're pulling yourself together and you're bringing your vision, your purpose into view moment to moment. And it's not some intellect. It might be in the beginning, but over time, it's not some intellectual thing or even something that you bring into view, like with mental images, it's a feeling tone. It just moves you. About five more counts. Hey, lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30% towards your mat. Lower your legs 60% down. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. We'll do one more bonus round. Lift your legs up. Lower your legs 1/3, 2/3. Do big circles. Doesn't matter what direction. Just move them in circles and then stop and go the other direction. Bring your legs to the middle and lower your legs 2 inches from the mat. 5. Go side to side with your legs. 4. 3. 2. Bring your legs to center and lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. And twist. Take your knees to the left and your chin over towards your right shoulder. Breathe in. Empty it out. Bring your knees to center and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. I'm putting your drink up there so I don't sweat in it, okay? Breathe in, empty it out. Come back to the center. Pull your knees into your chest. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum and flow into down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your right leg forward. Get in touch with the floor, maybe a block under the head, one underneath the right hip. Maybe lay on your back. When you're on your back, if you do this on your back, aim to get the upper knee, well, the left leg, the left knee, 90-degree angle. Yeah, that's the foot that's on the wall. Going a little more, Tony, a little more. If it's too much, then you can scoot your hips back, but if you want to get a good stretch, then flex your feet. Mm-hmm. And if you're on your back, you want to stick your bum down into the floor like you're trying to hollow out your lower back. Close your eyes. Consciously turn inward. Look inside. Well, 5 more counts. Breathe in. Empty it out. Down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. Bring your awareness to where you feel the body. A little island of experience in an ocean of awareness. Bring your attention to the part of your body you feel most. Maybe the left hip, maybe it's the knee. If it is the front knee, then maybe you're tweaking it. You don't want it like that. You want to have the focal point, the left piriformis, the whole left hip. Let's say that, okay? For five more counts. Flex your upper foot if you want to make it into there, into that region inside the pelvis. You got to work from the outside. The furthest parts, the feet, the fingers. So unclench the hands. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so flex this. Is that okay?
It's all right.
Okay. Breathe in. Empty it out. Double pigeon. Oh, jeez. Does it bother you when you flex your foot?
Not usually. I have a thing of something else that just in that position gets a little more painful.
Be mindful when, sorry, if you have knee injuries, that you flex your feet, that you really protect the knees. It does. It's meditation, keeping the ankles neutral, and a stream moving from the core of the pelvis down through the center of each heel. Flex your feet. Relax your neck. Lean in. Undo any tension around the corners of the mouth, around the eyes. No, scoot back. Yeah. Is that better? There we go. A few more counts. Stay the course. Okay, Perry? Mm-hmm. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Do we switch legs? No? Switch legs. Some people put, you know, if you're doing classical double pigeon where the shins are stacked, some people put a block in between their chest and their left thigh bone. So when they lean forward, it pushes the thigh bone down a little bit. You just want to be gentle with any type of pressure. Anytime you push yourself, it's important in practice to push yourself out of the comfort zone and into a little pain, but not debilitating pain, pain that's going to bring you closer towards some freedom in your body. Lean and relax your neck. And when you lean in on exhalations. Very good. Keep your ankles neutral. A good stream moving from the pelvis to the heels. Just a few more counts. Breathe in, empty it out. Sit up, seated forward bend. Straight, tight, pull these up. Pull your kneecaps up. Pull your thigh muscles under your thigh bones. Relax your neck. And use your upper body strength. Pull the crown of your head towards your feet. Work your dog tilt. Breathe in. Empty it out. Tighten up your thigh muscles. All right, sit up. Inverted tabletop. Five. Four. three, two, exit with ease. Waterfall. Or do a shoulder stand or a headstand. If you want to do another pose that you love to do that's going to cool you down and rejuvenate the body, then call for that. Tapas practice is not just heating the body. This is a cooling pose, and it takes a lot of work. You know, I've been practicing 25 years. It still takes a lot of work for me to practice shoulder stand. It burns my wrists. It challenges my postural habits in my shoulders. You know, just from years and years of wrestling, I have scar tissue in my neck, and it challenges me to keep the full range of motion in my neck. A lot of work. And, you know, a lot of the times when I don't want to do it, I remember what happens to my body when I don't practice shoulder stand, or, you know, the back tightens up. And I really don't get to that point in my constitution chemically where I'm restoring. And I'm speaking for myself. Look, you might have neck injuries or wrist injuries or whatever. But just be mindful you don't not do shoulder stand because you don't like it. I mean, okay, maybe that's a good enough reason for you not to do it. But I don't like it. Doesn't really work in my life to getting where I really want to go. Point your feet. Doesn't matter if you're in waterfall, shoulder stand, headstand. Point your feet. Curl your toes back. Feel that steady stream moving from the core through the legs to the feet. Now you could take your knees to your forehead. And even if you have your bum on your block, you can lift your butt off the block. There's a good way of entering your shoulder stand is to maybe go into plow, or you just bring your knees to your forehead, or you lift your bum off the block a little bit. You can lace your fingers and walk your shoulder blades to center line. And take your knees to your ears. All right, deep rest. Clear your space. You can take butterfly or corpse pose. Get comfortable. It's so important you get comfortable. It's just a few minutes here. So, you know, once you get comfortable, that any other discomfort that arises is just, it's mental stuff. And it's a good way to begin a formal meditation practice right here in your Shavasana. Make a commitment to be still. Practice listening. It's one of the most unbelievable things you'll ever discover. Like the true work of listening. Outside the skin, out here. Breathe in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Let's clear it out. Take a breath in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Good job. Good job. Good job. Go get some water, get some electrolytes, and get some good water-rich food, okay? When you stand up, stay on your feet. If you have any questions, ask me. Thank you so much for being here, okay? Go have a great life. Go have a great life. Right? I'll see you soon. Yeah, that's it. I'll see you soon. Take care. You guys, stay on your feet when you get up, okay? Spray your blocks out. If the strap got wet, put it in the hampers with the yogi toes on the mats. Otherwise, just hang it up by the long part, okay? I'll see you. You're welcome.